are asking, what's your story? And we're adding on to it, are you the villain or are you the hero in your life? Kirimoni.
Unati.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Thank you very much for letting me share a time when I was the villain in my story.
Tell me about it.
So, I was engaged to this gentleman.
Yeah.
And I knew by the time we got engaged that this was not going to happen.
What is a thing called that, Kel?
It's terrible. And you know, being a villain sometimes ends up being a good thing. Because I was a villain towards the wedding, before we got married. I decided this was not going to happen. And everything had been planned, prepared, the lobola, all of it had been done.
Was it one specific incident or was it just a build-up of flags?
You know what it was? We were not right for each other. So I had to be the villain in that scenario. But you know what? I was the hero because when things ended, he ended up finding the love of his life, the right person he should be with, and the same happened to me. So you see, I was the villain, but I saved the day.
Talking about save the day, how did you save the day? So you're telling us about how now the build-up to the wedding is coming and things have been done. Lobola, engagement rings, invites. Had you gone as far as invites?
We had gone as far as invites, but thankfully we decided it was going to be all digital.
Yeah.
So it's the, you know, printing costs and that, we didn't factor those in. But the invites had gone out.
Yeah.
And what we did was, when I broke off the engagement, we then just said it was a delay.
Okay.
So we didn't, you know, just so that people could wrap their heads around it, and then it just didn't happen, and everyone realized that, oh, okay, it's a delay where it's not going to happen ever.
Well, I'm thanking you for being brave enough to be the villain in your life so that you could eventually become the hero. Because I think what we forget is that, yeah, you know, sometimes you make decisions and sometimes you change those decisions that you make, and you don't necessarily have to stick with the first one if it's not necessarily the best one, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm in agreement. And look, as I say, it all ended well for everybody. We're not best of friends, but at least we respect the fact that we were never meant to be anyway.
And also grateful that you are with the partners you were always meant to be with anyway.
Yeah, see?
I got you, neighbor. Randburg to Randburg. I got you, girl.